Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Look at these little globalist pimps, these preening, sycophantic nobodies who haven't had an audience worth mentioning in years. Imploding, sinking into the bygone swamp like so many other extinct creatures that have been upon the face of this globe. They are not liberals and they are not the future. They are the opposite of Renaissance. They are the plague. And Piers Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, for all intents and purposes, has not had a show in about a year. When Larry King left, they had about 1.5 to 2 million viewers a night in the U.S. Piers Morgan, some nights, had 350,000 viewers. That was on a low end, high end, half a mil. When I was on his show, he had 2 million viewers that night, 2.5 million the next night, 2 million the next night, 1.5 million the next night, a million, and then down to 500,000. What you saw him getting a ratings boost for a week or so was an explosion. An explosion like when a car blows up in a military operation, when a truck's coming down the road and a 50 cal with tracers opens up on its engine and hits the fuel tanks and the truck blows up. It's not winning when it blows up, throwing troops out of the back on fire and engine parts flying into the driver's face, killing them. It's exploding. It's burning. You can also liken it to a dead cat bounce. Here's Morgan fell, and then he bounced. And they've got all these sniveling establishment media articles going, a lot of people want to take credit for taking him down. Chief amongst them, Alex Jones. Well, there are hundreds of articles out today. I went and looked at some of them. Hundreds of them listed saying that I am the main culprit, which I'm proud of. But listen, I don't want to take credit where credit isn't due. I am not responsible for the decline and fall of Piers Morgan, who never even rose. Mainstream dinosaur media is dying. And that's why Piers Morgan has no audience and none of their shows have any audience, and they're not going to have any audience. I don't care how many movie stars they parade on there. People want Veritas. They want Genuine. They want the bona fides. They want reality. They want the kings of reality, folks, and that's what we are. The king of reality. I am not the king of conspiracy theory. I am the king of reality. As I have said on the BBC and ABC News, you name it. You want to call me the king of something, I'm the king of trying to be truthful. I'm the king of wearing my heart on my sleeve. I'm the king of telling it like it is. And, I mean, I at least have 3 million viewers and listeners a day. That's a conservative number. 3 million. InfoWars gets about 1 million visitors a day. Prison Planet, about 300,000. Our Facebooks combined have 3 million people on it, millions a day. See that. 250,000 on Twitter. I came to Twitter late. I'm not on some power trip. I'm not up here bragging how big I am. But these guys, it's all a Vanity Fair like the Emperor's New Clothes. You guys print me a synopsis of the Emperor's New Clothes. I want to cover that when I come back. It's the hoax that is dinosaur media. They're already dead. But the final domino to drop is the general public still goes, ooh, I saw you on Piers Morgan or I saw you on Nightliner. And I go, did you really see me on Nightline? Well, no, I was watching an ABC show and saw a promo for it. That's right. You don't really watch Nightline. It has like 1 million viewers now. It used to have like 10 million. You didn't really watch me on Piers Morgan, did you? No, I saw you on Jay Leno when they played a clip or Conan or all those shows. It was only big because there was real challenge, real controversy, real debate. I didn't play along with the script of debating his phony talking points. I came in and said, shut up, enemy. You want to enslave us. You're on notice, scum. You redcoat bastard. And people loved it. At first, they said it was a great defeat for me. Whenever you have a big win, they say you're defeated. Remember that. We'll be back. with social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make? Everything is awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Everything is awesome when your ratings are in the tank. Like Piers Morgan.
They're now saying that Obamacare is going to quintuple your cost.
Everything is wonderful. Everything is cool when you're part of the trendiness of Obama.
Everything is cool. And you're part of a moron group that's been conned. Everything is awesome when you sign on to the Nigerian email believing you're going to get $1 million if you give them $1,000. And they never even admit you've been conned, even after you send them $1,000. Well, it's the same thing with Obama. As we play the Lego movie theme here, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Why shouldn't I just be positive? Let them shut down our power plants, ship our jobs overseas, pay $20 million to ship General Motors to China. Everything is awesome. Obama cares about me. And so do the Republican leaders working with him to go after the Tea Party and shut down those evil racists. Thank God JCPenney's banned that teapot that somebody looked at and thought they saw a Hitler mustache on. I think if you see a cloud that looks like Hitler, well, they should blow the whole earth up just to stop there being a cloud that looks like Hitler in the sky. I think it's great they're teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5 in school. I love Common Core because everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a cult. I mean, a government worshiping group. The truth is, though, almost no one is buying into the system now. And the approval rating of the establishment is plunging. And we're at that Rubicon crossroads right now where the dinosaur mainstream state-run media, offshore banker-run media, George Soros-controlled media is teetering on the edge of total collapse. It's been collapsing for a long time, but now the public knows it's sinking beneath the waves. And the average show on MSNBC or CNN has less viewers than a weekday radio show or a morning radio show in a major city. I happen to get the ratings and see the ratings from different cities we're on the radio in, and I can look at morning shows, say, in Austin, Texas, that have upwards of 80 to 100,000 people listening every 15 minutes, tuning in and out, and over a three-hour period could have 200, 300,000 listeners. Piers Morgan on a bad night had 350,000, on a good night had 500,000. So this is nationwide, worldwide, less than 500,000 viewers. This is literally a hoax. This is literally a fraud. And it's turned out that CNN, MSNBC have been caught. That guy's print this in rigged ratings with Nielsen on cable. Just type in Nielsen caught faking cable ratings to try to beat Fox a few years ago. Fox actually does have 3 or 4 million viewers on average, still not that big of a deal. But that's like Mount Everest compared to a hill in ratings when you talk about MSNBC or something like CNN. And by the way, Dylan Radigan on MSNBC had the highest ratings on the channel because he would attack both parties and talk about a foreign banking takeover and how we're being looted and yell and scream. And it wasn't fake. He was allowing himself to get angry, but it was real, real passion. And so they didn't renew his contract because he had high ratings. And it's the same thing with what I'd call more of a real liberal, somebody like Donahue, who had 4 million viewers when they axed him in MSNBC a night. Same thing with Ventura. Ventura had almost 4 million viewers, number two show on MSNBC. But he wasn't partisan. He was really libertarian. So they gave him golden handcuffs and paid him off $3.5 million a year of his four-year contract. And they came to him and they said, stop bashing the Democrats and stop bashing the Republicans and stop bashing the war, because the war was getting started then. And he wouldn't shut up, so they said, fine, we're going to pay your contract out, but you can't do media for the rest of the 4 years of your contract. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I don't want to be on CNN. If I was offered the CNN Piers Morgan slot, I would only do it because it would be a giant stunt when I wouldn't compromise and would get huge ratings. I'm telling you, I would have 15 million viewers guaranteed a night, huge phenomenon within 2 months. The first night I premiered, I would have 2 million. I bet my life on it. And the executives at CNN, Time Warner, Comcast, they know that. They all know that. They all understand that. They know what sells. I've met with the heads of BBC, True TV, Travel Channel, A&E, History Channel, Discovery Channel, and they point blank go, oh, no, we know. This is like 6-7 years ago that gun shows would take over. They finally bit on it, limited, not with me, and notice their big hits. They go, we know redneck stuff is popular, in their words. We know pro-Christian stuff is popular. And I told all these executives this 10 years ago. I told all these executives this 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. And look at the Bible on cable, 15 million viewers. Their other hit show, 2 million. A hit show is 2 million on cable. Look at Duck Dynasty, 10, 15, 20 million viewers a show on A&E, whose other hit shows have a million. And by the way, I was pitched on A&E 4 years ago, and went. I used to go to L.A. all the time and have these worthless meetings in New York. And they're like, we want you to run around with hillbillies hunting and chew tobacco and you know, basically act like a fool. And I said, I'm not doing it. The point is that they need us. We don't need them, ladies and gentlemen. Sci-Fi Channel pitched me a show every night live that would be in the studios here, but they would come and have me do it in a studio in Austin, and then I would have all these guests on. The problem is I'd have to do chupacabras, Bigfoot, space aliens, and then I could do what I wanted in between that. That would just discredit it. And I'm not knocking my buddy Joe Rogan. He basically got that show and went and did it. And good for Joe. I mean, it was like, but I see these shows. Like, I was offered by Court TV that became True TV. It was going to be called American Conspiracy. That's what Ventura called his book. And then they went and pitched it 4 years later to Ventura, and Ventura did it. But a guy from the BBC, an American programmer from the BBC, there's even a trailer out there for it that we released called American Conspiracy. He said, I'll go ahead and release it on YouTube. If that guy's YouTube, that's like a minute long. It's called American Conspiracy with Alex Jones. 4 years before Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory, which was going to be called American Conspiracy. And with Ventura, they at least allowed enough real topics that I was part of the show and was happy to be part of it. And I'm not up here bragging. I'm telling you how media works and giving you inside baseball. I was offered Ventura's show when he quit after the third season because he didn't like the topics. Yeah, Ventura quit. That would not do a fourth season. He was offered a fourth season. It was a hit show. But you can see by the third season, it was going off the deep end into humanzies and, you know, chupacabras and vampires and crap, and which is entertaining and fine, and I'm not knocking that. But I'm not going to do it, and Ventura's not going to do it. So let's just get this straight to the literal hundreds of news articles today, and a bunch of them are like, Alex Jones did hurt Piers Morgan, but he wishes he had a CNN show. No, I don't wish I had a CNN show. I have a show with millions of viewers and listeners. I get to reach out unfettered, uncensored, and talk to people. You understand that? I know for a fact people like, because I've read about it in the news, Matt Drudge has been offered all these TV shows and radio shows and doesn't do them because he understands the old media is a joke now, and you're almost discredited even working with it or being around it. You get the smell of it off on you. We're on Roku. We're on Boxy. We're on all these different platforms, and we're in the top, number one, number two, number three, or number four of every media platform out there in news and politics. Without promotion, without me getting up here on air and plugging it, without anything, by osmosis, we are dominating every free open platform. And I don't even care about dominating except that I want to get the word out. It's old hat, man. I've been on air 19 years. I've already done this a lot. For me, it's all personal about liberty and freedom and about having a future for my children. It is not about eating at fancy New York restaurants. It is not about hanging out with celebrities. It is not about kissing the butt of Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan, folks, was a joke last year when I went on his show. He'd already been on 2 years, and he'd gone from 2 million viewers when Larry King passed off the baton to 600,000. It was 300 and something thousand when he left. Folks, that is the equivalent of not having a pulse. And I told you, I've been in CNN Broadcast Center many times before. It was nice. It was rotting when the light bulbs burned out, with feces spread all over the walls and in every bathroom. I thought they put me in a gross bathroom on purpose, and I'm not a neat freak either, but I went down to the other bathroom and started checking, and they were dirty too. And everybody looked disheveled with big circles around their eyes and beaten. And I announced here on air, CNN is dead. And you notice they're leaving news now. They're falling apart. They're tanking across the board. I told you last January, 13 months ago, CNN is dead. Did I lie to you? No, I didn't lie to you. Not everything is wonderful. Not everything is cool when you're part of a Jim Jones cult that follows talking points. Piers Morgan is an arrogant nobody. And I went in there and called his bluff and said, look, you're a traitor trying to take this country over and disarm us, and I'm calling you out, scum. Don't insult me and claim you don't want to disarm us. Everywhere you people get control, you take all the guns. Shut up! You know what Paul Revere would have done with running through with a short sword. But that's because he's a radical. I'm a radical for just yelling at him. Oh, my gosh, don't yell at him. Oh, that's discrediting. No, that's how we win a war, is getting in their face, having the initiative, and smashing these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's E-M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically, and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness, and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Piers Morgan isn't number one. He's not number two. He's not number 10. Piers Morgan is fired. Piers Morgan is gone. He'll probably in some face-saving event to have a monthly magazine show, I predict, on CNN that's now basically going to cooking shows and entertainment, because people know that they have an agenda of fraud and deceit and anti-liberty. Everything that's pro-God, pro-gun, pro-family is exploding in value. everything that's anti-God, guns and guts and family is going down in value. But it doesn't matter. You've got the hijacked government with all the trendy followers who don't even get their news from news. They get their news from the culture. And that's the final domino to fall is the movies and the sitcoms and the dramas where Obama is now mainly focusing. And Paul Watson's doing an article on that right now titled Obama is Taking Over Late Night Television. And that's where you've got all the pro-Obama stuff and the Obama visits and the Michelle Obama stuff. They're targeting the young people, the yuppies, who literally don't even get their news from news. Because that's the process. First, they discredit news by taking it over in the last few decades and turning it into propaganda. Now that they're done with it, we go right to White House press releases and right to propaganda and product placement and propaganda placement, what they call behavior placement, inside of the cartoons, the movies, the dramas. So you turn on movies and the gun owners are child molesters. You go watch a cartoon, the bad guys are tri-quartered hat terrorists, they're going to blow up the dam, and Green Lantern has to stop them. You go turn on Breaking Bad, and the meth head is a Ron Paul fan. Every single show has an anti-freedom bent until the last year. Suddenly, those shows aren't doing as well, the ones that have an anti-liberty bent, and I'm seeing more of a freedom, libertarian slant, as they would call it. So there's a real revolution of awakening, especially in the intelligentsia. The system may have 40% of the population totally ignorant, totally dumb, ready to buy anything they're told. Everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. They want tripling and quadrupling of their Obamacare prices. They love every screw job that comes along. They think they're winners. Those people don't count because they're not intellectuals. They're not part of society. When you get into intellectual society, left, right, center, I don't care what it is, people don't like the Republican leadership. They don't like the Democratic leadership. They don't like the establishment. They don't, I mean, I'm talking about rich people, folks, don't like the stagnation and don't like the select corporations that are tax exempt, like Google and Microsoft and General Electric and Warren Buffett and all the rest of them. They really are starting to understand the message that isn't just rich and poor. It's nouveau riche and renaissance and entrepreneurs and the working class and the middle class versus the insider technocrats who literally control the money machines and the issuance of money. And the fact that whether it's MSNBC or CNN, it doesn't matter, or Al Gore's current TV, they are all in total ratings freefall. So why do we get so excited when we're on their shows? Why is it so prestigious when the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times calls? Folks, I've had the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times call, you name it, and want to do profiles, and I say no. And they say, we are the New York Times. We are New Yorker Magazine. We are the on and on and on. And I said, even if you wrote a positive piece, your editors won't let you publish it, A. B, you don't matter anymore. Well, even the New York Times editorial board came out and said, we aren't relevant, we aren't pertinent, no one is listening to us, we cannot cause any debate. When I was in the New York Times for the first time, like 18 years ago, and I was in it a bunch of other times, I would have NPR calls, other channels, going, you were in the New York Times, how does it feel to make it? Because to them, and it wasn't even a big deal 15 years ago, they just still thought it was a big deal. And that's all it was good for, to go on Fox and CNN. Was it affiliates would pick us up because, oh, we'd arrived, even though there weren't big audiences there. Or sponsors would spend money with us and then get a result, but they would trust us to make a big purchase just because they'd seen me on CNN. But that was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. We literally like the space shuttle with its rocket boosters falling off. We don't need you. You're gone. You're empty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're empty. You're a joke. Now, they're going to counterstrike, and I'm going to talk about this when we come back from break, against the real media, the new media, the independent media. We got to stick together. The battle's far from won, but we are winning this round. And if we have the initiative, get the eye of the tiger, get really aggressive, open a big can of whoop booty, and just get in there and start attacking with the truth, we're going to beat them. They're going to hit the ground. They're never going to get back up. We're real close to slitting their throat, ear to ear. I'm gonna leave. And that tongue ain't going to flap anymore once we pull it out. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets. Not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Recognize that the globalists are criminals using high-tech mind control and PR. Recognize them as the enemy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, it's a cheesy song, but it's only cheesy because you're embarrassed when you turn it up in your car. Crank it up. Rising up. That's what's happening. Not going to stop the eye of the tiger. Identify the enemy. Commit to bringing them down. Never stop. Never surrender.
Rising up.
Never giving our guns up. We're taking our kids out of your public schools. We're waking up to the new world order. We're withdrawing our consent from the GMO mega agribusiness. We're aware of the chemical weapons in the water. We have the eye of the tiger. The total commitment.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Bottom line, though, they didn't want to win. Only the truth could set CNN free. Only covering real issues. They'd have 15 million viewers a night. On Piers Morgan, like the Bible series had, that was wholesome and good. They'd have 15 million viewers a night like Duck Dynasty if they were real. People want what's real. They don't want what's fake, Pierce. And by the way, you speak of Eye of the Tiger. You're the ones talking about how you want to kill me and then how Piers Morgan would dress up in a uniform to kill me and they've got the ambassador's tart daughter up there promoting all this. You know, I'm not kidding, Piers. It would have saved your show if you'd have been man enough with you and Buzz Bissinger at the same time to take me on with gloves, because you're a coward, or bare knuckles, in the ring. I mean, I'm not kidding. You'd have 50 million viewers for something like that. You could have pay-per-view and raise $50 million for Haitian relief or whatever, a dollar per viewer. Guaranteed. You hype that up for a month, you'd have tens of millions of viewers, literally, but you don't understand it, do you? And I would have gotten that ring and stomped you into the ground. You and Buzz Bissinger, who want to sit around talking about how you want to kill me with a gun. That's right. You want the guns. You want to take the guns from us, ladies and gentlemen. So I stood up to the challenge. I said, oh, you want to kill me? How about you get in the ring? And you never took the challenge, did you, Pierce? We got, what was it, 1 million signatures when it was finally said and done to deport your fat butt out of the U.S.? All we needed was 25,000? Because, again, you don't have a First Amendment right to come here and call for my rights to be taken. You don't like this country. Get out of it. And that's what Jay Leno told you behind the scenes. I was told by his head producer that Jay Leno went back on that episode where Jay Leno played clips of me and talked about it. And said, hey, you know, the problem is, he said this on air too, but he said, listen, you're not an American, and people don't like you being anti-gun on air. So I suggest you back off of it if you want to be popular. And, of course, he didn't. He thought he could teach us Yanks a thing or two, just like his ancestors did in 1776. And, hey, here's the deal. You're the one that isn't standing anymore, buddy boy. I never had a big Time Warner, AOL, $100 billion company to put me on air. I never had all that type of stuff. I had nothing. I think my dad loaned me like $20,000 over the first year when I first did my access show and then luckily got a local radio show. That's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen, of what has happened and what has unfolded. And notice the media came out and said, the pro-gun people are discredited. Alex Jones has discredited us, and they had the Democrats all saying that, because if everybody started acting like me, getting aggressive, getting back in their face, going, I'm not having a debate with you. This is my right. It lowers crime to own guns. You want victim disarmament. Stop acting like you don't want to take guns. Here's Dianne Feinstein's quote. Everywhere you people are in control, you take the general public's guns. This is a mafia criminal takeover. The psychotropic drugs you promote on this show with your sponsors are what are connected to people in mass shootings. Why don't you admit that? I'm calling you out. If you want a civil war, enemy, you're going to get one, Redcoat. Don't make the mistakes your ancestors made. Straight talk, folks. Straight talk. It was absolute devastating victory to arrogantly speak in a British accent to him, to arrogantly get back in his face. Nothing against British people, to just be clear on that. Talking about Piers Morgan, who's loathed in England. To let him know that I could speak in a voice like this as well and be condescending. And they admitted to me when I saw him in Houston, and his producer, they said, no, we wanted you back on. We understand record ratings, but it's been decided that you shouldn't be given that much attention. You mean the explosion it caused, which makes me more powerful and hurts you. You don't want to go in the ring in that explosion with me. Because I've got the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and common sense on my side. I'm the Iron Man compared to you, buddy. And I'm ready to go in a room with 1,000 pounds of TNT and have you push the plunger down. But you crawled out of that explosion and were actually dead on arrival. And so you thought you'd have other people on to have fake debates with them, and they cleaned your clock as well. You kept looking for pro-gun people that you could beat. And the truth is, you lost on your own home turf the intellectual battle, and now Piers Morgan has had his show canceled. But you canceled your show the day you decided to push anti-liberty, unpopular agendas. But see, the big banks can print unlimited trillions, so they don't care about the money. But see, there's a problem. They don't have the ratings, though. And now the facade that they had ratings, the facade that they were the big media, the facade that they were in the 20-story buildings in downtown New York and 30-story buildings, the facade that they were the audience and they were the market, it's all over. It's all over. And when it's all said and done, there's not going to be a Fox News to speak of because their audience is dying, quite literally. But it'll be the last standing. CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to go to the way of the dodo bird. They're all going to go the way of the saber-toothed cats. They're all going to go the way of the woolly mammoths and the mastodon and the brachiosaur and triceratops and megalodon, the super shark. You're all going the way. And there might still be an occasional coelacanth caught off the coast of Madagascar. But for all intents and purposes, you are extinct. Stick a fork in your degenerate vampiric butt because you are done. You are over. It's done. Every poll, every metric, every number, 6% approval rating for Congress, 19% approval rating for mainstream media on the high end, 16% on the low end. You're gone. You're over. You're dead. And the last few liberal, wannabe, well-meaning, bleeding hearts that bought into your cosmology because they really do care, they're going to wake up as they're betrayed very, very quickly. And the Republican leadership that thinks they're going to block the Tea Party and the Libertarian Revolution, you're done too. No amount of false flags, no amount of stage terror, no matter how big the war is, this stuff doesn't work anymore. The tricks don't work anymore. It's like a heroin addict that's shooting 100 times as they were shooting 10 years before. And no matter how big the dose, it's just never as good as it was. And soon you're just going to OD on your false flags and your propaganda and your race baiting and your condescension and all of your garbage. Nothing can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And Piers Morgan never fell. Piers Morgan never arrived. He was a hoax from the beginning. And I happen to know that the Time Warner programmers are fully aware that if they put someone like me on, I would have 2 million viewers the first night. I would have 5 million in 2 weeks, 10 million in 3 weeks, 15 million in a month. It would go up to 20 million if they let me say what I wanted and have the guest on. It would shake up the whole country. And then, what would they do? Well, because that would upset the entire apple cart. People are hungry for all of that. They're hungry to get the country back. They're hungry. But see, the establishment, it isn't about ratings. It's about the illusion that they are the establishment in their suits, sitting back in an English accent. That will impress the country bumpkins and flyover country. No, it doesn't impress the country bumpkins. And I called the hoax what it was, a red coat snake, hacking scandal fraudster who publishes fake photos in newspapers of troops urinating on people. That's Piers Morgan. I called him out as the fraud and the scamster he was. And they had guys with their fist bowed turning red, threatening me in front of Rob Dew that I better get out or I would have trouble with their security people. And I looked at all of them and laughed at them and I said, I beat you. And I said, go ahead, do something to me and see what happens. I'll kick your asses right now, I told CNN. I will beat your ass, I told their security people right there going out the door. Rob Dew was there. I was like, go ahead, tough guys. Bow your fist up. Get in my face. Do something. You see, you can't win. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to crush you. I'm going to bring you down with the American people. We are together. We have the eye of the tiger. We have the vision. We are going to bring you down. Myself, the American people, the people that love liberty. We got a hold of you, and we're not letting go. We don't care. We may go down with you, but you're going down. You understand that? And you can't stand up against a spirit like that. We see you. Look at you. 350,000 viewers. On average, on their top shows in prime time. You are pathetic. No one wants to watch you. No one wants to listen to you. No one wants to hear what you have to say. You are scum. You are failures. You are done. You are so... You know what you're like? It's like I get invited out sometimes to movie premiere parties and stuff, and the directors will be cool. The producers are all cool. Down-to-earth artists. But you'll have like mid-level actors that played mid-level parts in the movie who'll be there, and they'll be real arrogant to everyone and talk about how powerful they are and be rude to people and yell at the guy at the door, do you know who I am, and all this stuff. And it's exactly what you see with mainstream media. These are people that couldn't make it in showbiz. These are people that couldn't make it in movies. These are people that couldn't do it, so they went into media, and they literally, cold-bloodedly, look at what the establishment wants, and they will put out whatever the establishment orthodoxy is that they think is going to get them ahead in this world. And I've used the porn analogy. Women in porn in its golden era 30 years ago could make $5 million a year. Look it up. I've seen documentaries on it. $5 million. $5 million. The equivalent of about $15 million today. Do you know what top porn people make now? Maybe $500,000 a year. The average person in porn, women that look like Marilyn Monroe, make about $2,000 per shoot. And they've got to do incredibly despicable stuff. There's whole Wall Street Journal articles on it, you name it. That's who you people are that sold out to the establishment. Every farm girl in America went to L.A. thinking they were going to be a movie star, thinking they had to be fulfilled. And when they got there, they said, sorry, all we got is porn, honey. And there was a glut of young women and men ready to do whatever it took until everybody sold out. And so the whole industry imploded. And it's the same thing with you people in mainstream media. You were such pliant lapdogs to the corporate executives that just want the public distracted while they loot the country with derivatives and bring in a police state, that you sold your country out, your birthright, your future, and your job to where CNN gets $500,000 or $400,000 per episode to put out positive news reports on Qatar in the Arab Emirates. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Totally discredited, total jokes. You all sold out to the Nazi Party. You know, you got the Nazi Party early on. You got some power out of it if you survived the purges. But by the end, 1943, 44, 45, you didn't get anything by being in the Nazi Party. And you guys have all piled on to the Republican blue blood system. You've all piled on the Democrat sellout system. And you're like hookers that'll turn a trick for $10, folks. You've driven the market down to nothing, and then you sit there in your fake arrogance pointing your finger at somebody like me who 22 years ago got politically active, 19 years ago on air, who came up from an organic position of real love of liberty, really wanting to defend private property, the family, the Second Amendment, national sovereignty, really wanting to have a future, wanting to be honorable. And you can laugh at it. You can make fun of it. It's in your head. It's all delusion. You are the Emperor's New Clothes. I want to read you the Emperor's New Clothes before I play a compilation of Piers Morgan clips on his gravestone before he gets indicted for all his crimes in England. The Emperor's New Clothes is a short tale by Hans Christian Andersen, who wrote Little Mermaid, about two weavers who propose an emperor, a new suit of clothes that is invisible to those unfit for their position, stupid or incompetent. And we can Google the term Emperor's New Clothes and show folks some of the images from online. When the emperor parades before his subjects in his new clothes, a child cries out, but he isn't wearing anything at all. The tale has been translated into over 100 languages. And the weavers, you know, they're charging the equivalent of millions of dollars per outfit. They say only the noble can see it. Well, he looks like he's in his underwear, but he didn't want to say he can't see it. No one wants to call him out. They're all part of the fad. But finally, a three-year-old steps up and says, the emperor is naked. And everybody starts laughing. And that's all I've done, like Toto, pull the curtain back to show the great and powerful Oz is a little guy wearing no clothes. And that is exactly what's going on with Benghazi and Salandra and Fast and Furious and just all of this. These people, I mean, Obama lied about Obamacare. He lied about NDAA, about Patriot Act. He made Bush look like an honest person. He made Clinton look good. And we're sitting here with him parading around with Hillary as our next, you know, oh, it's a woman, as the next empty Emperor's New Clothes fad. And that's what this is literal fraud, empty vapor. And now that it's being discovered that there's no responsiveness, like a cult paying dues to keep the facade up, Lockheed Martin, Archer Daniels Midland, Monsanto, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, big pharma ads are on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox as well, and that's all they've got. is defense contractor ads so they don't do negative reports on them, and big agri ads so they can take over the farms, and it's literally a payoff, and it's a total facade, like a fake Western town out in Hollywood. Ever gone out to Hollywood and they have the facade towns? You get the tour of the back lot at Warner Brothers or whatever, and you see all those Western towns you saw in movies as a kid, and there's nothing behind them. It's a facade. And I'm just here saying it's a facade. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. Doesn't mean I'm a perfect person. Doesn't mean I'm accurate 100% of the time. But generally, I'm telling the truth. I try to tell the truth. We have a much better accuracy level than dinosaur kleptocrat media. And we are now here at the crossroads as everything alternative is exploding. We are the media. We're not the alternative. We are more important than dinosaur media that has shown itself bought and paid for. And we have to stop bowing and worshiping. And, oh, my God. I mean, I've been in major movies. I've been on every major channel. I've been in every major magazine, newspaper. I mean, big. It doesn't mean anything, folks. It isn't anything. I'm telling you, to be on DrudgeReport.com or to be on a big syndicated show like Coast to Coast or my own is a thousand times the effect of going on CNN. That's what I'm telling you. They're dead. They're over.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into more serious news, but we are breaking down the fall of the mainstream dinosaur media. Games are over. Putin guaranteed he's going to move hardcore into Ukraine with the Soros-backed EU takeover, overthrowing an elected government. And I'm not romanticizing who was in power. It's a tug of war between Russia and the West, but the West is the metastasizing cancer right now, so that's it's the same bankers that run the EU that want my guns and want to dumb down my children and want to put GMO on my plate. So, you know, they're our enemy. And so that's the bottom line. We're going to look at that. FDA weighs the risk of three-person embryonic fertilization. That is so nightmarish. Polio-like illness found in five California children. You know, most of these new, quote, polio diseases, they admit in the BBC even, in India and Africa, are caused by the vaccine. And I bet if you research this, it's a vaccine-induced nerve situation. A lot of the inserts, you know, talk about it causing neurological disorders. There it is. Bill Gates, 47,500 cases of paralysis. Untested vaccines cause new wave of polio paralysis across India. If you scroll down to the bottom of that article, it has a bibliography of mainstream news that is reporting all of that. So that's the, yeah, there it is, the Tribune reporting on it and the Telegraph in India. So there you go, folks. You get the shot, you get paralyzed. But they go, oh, but we don't call it polio. We call it something else. It's like whooping cough. People in California keep getting it from the vaccine. And the vaccine says it can do that to you. But then you go into the doctor and they go, there's no side effects. You go, really, can I see the insert? You get the insert and it says neurological disorders, seizures, Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, epilepsy, death, autoimmune disorders, cancer. You said there wasn't any side effects. It's incredible. So that's coming up. But just to be clear, to give credit where it's due, Piers Morgan never got any ratings and sunk from the beginning like a guy with bowling balls tied to his feet in the North Atlantic because he was an establishment shill. And people are sick of being lectured by pointy-headed, know-it-all, liberal, trendy control freaks using psych warfare that are literally just angling to enslave this country. Here's a headline from NextGov. Cost of Obamacare contract has at least quintupled to run the scam websites. New York Times cartoon suggests climate change deniers should be stabbed to death. And they're calling for Krauthammer to be fired from the Washington Post for daring to criticize global warming. Because they're liberals, you know. In Michigan, the guy, the congressman running for Senate, publicly is trying to shut down TV channels that run an ad with a constituent talking about how she lost her doctor under Obamacare. And he promised he wouldn't. But it's on record people are losing their doctors. Hey, their answer is, we'll just take your FCC license and put monitors in your media organizations. You know what? FCC, let me just give you a little newsflash. Go to hell. How's that sound? Okay? You have no jurisdiction over my operation that is not broadcasting, and you know it. And I don't use profanity and things, so you have no jurisdiction over our affiliates. And even the FCC chairman has said this is an abomination. I'm talking about Obama has seized the FCC and doesn't even care what the chairman says. So I'm talking about Obama's FCC can go jump in the lake, as they say, to use a father's no best type line. So that's all coming up as well, ladies and gentlemen. Obama's approval rating sinks to all-time low abroad, political reports. Well, why don't they just take FCC, take Politico's license? Oh, you don't have a license to write, do you? Dianne Feinstein's called for licenses to be able to write. How about I'll write whatever I want, you disgusting witch, you authoritarian piece of trash? By the way, folks, how about you vote with your dollars and go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Molon Labe, the best Molon Labe come and take it shirt out there. It's so powerful. Best seller, continues to sell out. We have more in stock. And the women's T-shirts just came in today with the gold foil. Those are going up in hours, the women's Molon Labe. And then we've got the InfoWarsLife.com to protect your, it just energizes the whole body, the nation iodine, and all your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.